Have you noticed all the euphemisms and politically correct thinking that seem to limit thought outside the box these days? It makes it easy for the conspiratorial side of us to think that, well, perhaps there could be an organized plot to undermine our authority as parents in order to control the minds of our children. You know, that's not as far-fetched as it sounds. A very charismatic leader by the name of Adolf Hitler did this with the youth movement of Nazi Germany back before World War II, while much of the world sat, watched, and said nothing. Discerning the difference between being on the conspiratorial fringe versus being informed and prepared when it comes to the mind and spirit of our teens, or why our children's America isn't like living in Kansas anymore. That's next on License to Parent. Well, hello and welcome to today's conversation. Being discerning as a parent, especially a parent of teens, is something that we talk about here on License to Parent all the time. License to Parent is the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy, a year-long Christ-centered residential treatment program for teens in crisis, located just north of Atlanta, Georgia. Our host on License to Parent, as always, is Trace Embry, the founder and director of Shepherd's Hill, and I'm Rich Rozzle. And Trace, we do often talk about today's negative cultural influences on our kids and about how these influences are having a much greater effect on their attitudes, appetites, and behaviors than most people really understand. Mm-hmm. But what we're going to be exploring today in more detail is a look at many people who believe that these cultural influences are more than just happenstance.
Well, that's right, Rich. And I have to plead ignorance to a lot of this stuff. But when you see some of the absolutely ridiculous decisions and policies and conclusions and even laws being imposed upon the common people by the so-called intelligentsia, you have to scratch your head a little bit and say to yourself, yep, are there maybe some key players who are, you know, metaphorically speaking, pulling all the right levers like the Wizard of Oz to bring about some of these crazy ideologies, policies, and laws? Things that are so counterintuitive to anything our nation and especially the church ever stood for in the past? I don't know. I mean, you have to at least wonder.
Nay, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. It's all just fluff. Well, Trace, our guest today has done more than just wonder about all of this stuff. She has spent a lot of time looking into it and has even written a book for kids that helps parents teach their kids to be more discerning when it comes to taking on the things of God versus the things of the world. We'll perhaps be talking about that in a little while as well. Our guest is Dr. Catherine Albrecht. She's an internationally known privacy researcher, consumer advocate. She's a best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host. In fact, you've been on her program recently. Dr. Albrecht holds a doctorate in human development and consumer education from Harvard University. She has studied at the MIT Media Lab and received a master's from Harvard in technology, innovation, and education. Catherine helped to create StartPage, which is the world's most private search engine. She's also on the team that developed StartMail, a fully private paid email service that puts privacy within the reach of ordinary people by making PGP encryption easy to use. In other technology and technological areas, she helped author the RFID labeling and anti-chipping legislation. She's testified before the Federal Trade Commission and numerous state legislatures and was even appointed by New Hampshire Governor John Lynch to serve as a consumer technology expert. Her work with reporter Todd Lewin helped put an end to human microchipping that was in the news so much in the U.S. in 2007. And along with the ACLU, she launched a successful First Amendment lawsuit against McCormick Place. That's the nation's largest conference center. Incidentally, she also leads the 18,000-member consumer privacy organization Caspian. And as mentioned a moment ago, she has recently released her first children's book. So I'd say, well, I would say more, but then that might violate her privacy, and I'd get into all sorts of trouble. So, Trace, let's welcome our guest, Dr. Catherine Albrecht.
Catherine, welcome to License to Parent.
Well, it is such a delight to be on the program with you, gentlemen, and that was quite a mouthful.
But yes,
I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, Catherine, I'm a little bit intimidated. I can barely turn the computer on. I think I sent my first email a couple weeks ago, and here you've got all these credentials in technology. Tell us about your nationally syndicated radio show and how it could be of interest and benefit for those of us still raising kids.
Well, Actually, I appreciate that. And, of course, I learned about your radio program, Trace, because I am a big fan of Shepherd's Hill Academy.
Thank you.
Was delighted to get you on my program to really talk to parents out there. And I think it's parents really all around the country. And if parents in other countries could send their kids to Shepherd's Hill, they probably would, too, who are really concerned about what's happening in the world today. The technological developments seem to be moving at such a fast clip that even today's 20-year-olds are having a hard time keeping up with today's 12-year-olds sometimes. I mean, it's just really moving quickly. And for parents, I think a lot of parents really don't understand what sorts of psychological threats these technologies pose, what kinds of things are happening to their kids. A lot of parents are realizing or discovering that their kids are cheeky, they're talking back, they're hiding in their room for hours on end and doing who knows what on the internet. And I talk about those issues on my program, The Catherine Albrecht Show. It's at kmashow.com. I broadcast live every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find the program also on my website, so 24 hours a day people can listen. And I really talk about the technological developments and the psychological impact of those developments on people from not only a privacy perspective, but also from a biblical perspective.
Well, while our kids and parents are so nose deep in their technological devices, there's still the issues that are going on in the real world. You wrote a children's book, I Won't Take the Mark. I want to get into that here in a little bit. But for 2,000 years, Christians have been telling the world and parents have been telling their kids about Jesus coming back. Yet here we are, 2015, still no Jesus. What's legitimately different about today, particularly the last several decades, that should give us pause to take Christ's return even more serious than previous generations did?
Yeah, I think that's a terrific question, and probably to answer it, it's best to get my personal story. I'm in my 40s, and when I was a little girl in the 1970s, I was 9 years old, and actually I was 8 years old, and my grandmother and I had been out grocery shopping. We were shopping at a little Kroger store in the Midwest. We're putting away the groceries. My mom was in graduate school, so my grandma was taking care of me, and she, in the middle of putting away the groceries, said, "You know, there's something I want to tell you, Kathy," and back then it was Kathy, not Dr. Catherine Albrecht. She said, "Sit down." So I sat at the little linoleum table there in the kitchen, surrounded by the grocery bags. And she said, "I want to tell you something very important, and I need you to listen. There's going to be a time in the future, we don't know when all people, great and small," and she didn't go into this level of detail, but the Bible tells us free and bond, rich and poor, all people, bond meaning imprisoned or enslaved, will be caused to receive a mark on their right hand or their forehead. That is the 666 that people may have heard about through heavy metal music, and that is the mark of the beast. And she explained that if people do not receive this evil mark on their right hand or their forehead, that they won't be able to buy or sell. And this, of course, comes from Revelation. It's an easy way to remember where it is. It's in the last book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation. It's in chapter 13, which people can remember because it's kind of an unlucky number. And it is the last three verses of chapter 13 in Revelation. And that's where it says all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and bond, will be caused to receive this mark on their right hand or their forehead, and they'll need it to buy or sell. It wasn't until I was in my early 30s that I began to become aware that this stuff was starting to surround us, that people were routinely buying and selling with a number. And if you fast forward a couple of decades, you can ask any 8-year-old today, how do you buy and sell with a number? And they'll say, well, which number do you want? You want my PayPal number, my credit card account, my frequent shopper? What number do you want? You want my Apple Pay device swipe and go number? What number do you want?
Yeah.
So the buying and selling with a number is here. And perhaps because my grandmother gave me this as a child, I've spent the bulk of my adult life pursuing and trying to understand the developments that are leading to the fulfillment of this prophecy. And I can definitively say that we are the first generation, literally within the last probably 8 years, to have the technological capability to absolutely implement the mark of the beast, and we could do it tomorrow.
Yeah. And since that time, we've also had the advent of the internet. I mean, our kids, they have always had the internet. GPS is a new thing, and that's something that gets tied into a lot of this technology, as well as the location services that are a part of it. But alas, I digress.
Because, you know, when you look at Scripture, the last what, 60 years, things have come to pass where when I was a kid, Jesus is coming back tomorrow. Well, yeah, but, you know, there were things that weren't fulfilled yet. The only thing that I can see, and I'm not an eschatologist, I'm very weak in that area, actually, but as I see it, other than the temple being rebuilt, what really is there? And that there are preparations for that as we speak. What is there left for Jesus to come back?
Well, ever since Darwin, ever since the end of the 19th century, the beginning of the 20th century, our enemy, Satan, has been on an absolute purge mission to eliminate all references to Christianity from society, to cause children to grow up, not only not being Christian, but hating the mere concept of Christianity, erasing it from the public sphere, erasing it from the private sphere. So that is still underway. And what's interesting is we sort of went through a period of time where there was a lot of secular humanism and, oh, I don't believe in any of that spiritual mumbo-jumbo because it's all a bunch of nonsense. Well, as soon as you create, because God has created us so that we have a natural need to connect spiritually. We have a spirit. We have a spiritual being. And that spiritual being demands to be recognized and cannot exist in that sterile environment that has been created for it. And so what young people are doing now in tremendous numbers, and Trace, you can attest to this because you run a school for teens, is they're turning to dark forms of spirituality.
Boy, are they.
They're not saying there is no God. They're saying, I want to be Wiccan. I want to be pagan. I want to summon the gods of the Old Testament that people
Absolutely.
Used to sacrifice their children to.
Yep.
And so they're engaged in these dark practices, the summoning, the spell casting, the vampirism.
Right.
And so that's playing right into a human void.
Yeah, zombies.
A human need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're spiritual by nature. We're worshipers by nature. Augustine said, Lord, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until we find our rest in you. And the problem is these people are finding rest in everything but God. They don't want God in the way to tell them how to live. So they create their own gods, whether consciously or unconsciously.
We're talking today with Dr. Catherine Albrecht, internationally known privacy researcher, consumer advocate, best-selling author, and nationally syndicated radio host. We're talking not only about technology and how it pertains to our world today, but what it may be foretelling about the end times, end tying in Revelation, and everything else we can tie into it from a Christian worldview to say, how do we prepare ourselves and our kids to be wise as we proceed down this historical path? We'll be back with more conversation on today's Licensed to Parent with Dr. Catherine Albrecht right after this.
In the training of our children, what role should public school play? Documentarian Colin Gunn takes a panoramic exploration of this issue by hopping in a school bus for a field trip all over America in the DVD Indoctrination. Colin conducts a series of candid interviews and discovers how God's recipe for training the next generation is being replaced with a humanistic, man-centered program that fragments the family and undermines the influence of the church and the Great Commission. Christian teachers and principals share how they're attempting to walk the tightrope between teaching what they do not believe and being restricted from their God-given call to be salt and light. Indoctrination, Public Schools and the Decline of Christianity in America. Available in the Licensed to Parent store at licensedtoparent.org. Proceeds support the Shepherd's Hill Academy Student Scholarship Fund.
This is Ken Ham, President and CEO of Answers in Genesis and the Creation Museum. And I just want to say how much I appreciate Licensed to Parent broadcast. I am so thrilled to know that there are those out there who are standing on the authority of God's Word in this age of compromise, but teaching parents how to build their thinking on the Word of God and to pass on that spiritual legacy to the next generation. So often we see that spiritual legacy being lost, and we need more people listening to broadcasts like Licensed to Parent so that they will know how to pass on that spiritual legacy to the next generation.
With the generous gifts from people just like you, we're able to provide parents with practical insights to navigate the challenges families face in today's culture, as well as helping troubled teens in our year-long residential program. To learn more and to donate, visit LicenseToParent.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Licensed to Parent, coming to you from the campus of Shepherd's Hill Academy in Northeast Georgia, a year-long Christ-centered residential program for teens in crisis. And again, on this program, we try to do our best to equip you as a parent to be able to raise your teens in such a way that they can stand strong in the face of the cultural influences and do their best to avoid some of the problems that might otherwise land them in a residential program. And Trace, our guest today is Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We've been talking about end times, privacy issues to some degree, but the things that we need to do to avoid the mark of the beast. And in fact, Catherine has just released a children's book called I Won't Take the Mark, and we'll be talking about that in just a moment.
Absolutely. Catherine, I remember my dad talking back in the late 60s about all the government conspiracies that were supposed to bring us into the one world system of government. I remember him talking about the Brookings Institute, the World Bank, Skull and Bones, the Trilateral Commission, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and myriad others.
Campfire girls.
Yeah, yeah. And this was long before the internet, and it scared the daylights out of me. How much should parents actually talk with their kids about all this? How much of it, if any, is true?
Well, wow. I think you and I grew up in an era where parents were spending more time with their kids than they do today, because yeah. Kids don't really want to talk to parents now. I remember when I was a kid, I hung on my grandparents every word. I was like a puppy.
Yeah.
Talk to me, play with me,
sure.
To my parents.
Yeah.
And nowadays, kids, you see them out in restaurants, they don't even look up from their devices
right.
to have a conversation over a meal with their parents.
Yeah.
So much of the cultural knowledge that has been passed down from generation to generation, Little House on the Prairie, you know, all the way back to the time of Jesus, has been cut off in this generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we are raising a generation of children that has less knowledge about what it is historically means to be human than any prior generation that's ever lived.
You're right about that.
And we parents have got to step in and do something.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk about the mark of the beast, the reason I wrote the book, I Won't Take the Mark, which is a beautifully illustrated, full-color children's book based on the King James Bible. I didn't introduce anything. I just paraphrased for children.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I wrote that book was to provide an opportunity for parents and grandparents and godmothers and Sunday school teachers to have this conversation with the children that they love. Because parents buy all sorts of things for their kids. You buy toys. They wind up in a landfill at the end of the year. There's no better gift that you can give their kids than the warning my grandmother gave me as a child, which will save my immortal soul, because it was really because of that warning I picked up my Bible and I became an on-fire Christian as a result, not until my 30s.
Yeah.
But I'm amazed, Trace, at how many children attend Sunday school every single week, go to vacation Bible school, and when I ask them, there may be 16, 17, 20, and I'll say, hey, what about the mark of the beast? And they'll say, the what of the, huh?
Yeah.
And I realize that it's not being discussed from the pulpit. Parents are not reading to their children from the book of Revelation because they think it's too difficult and scary and who knows and I can't make sense of it. It's not being talked about in the culture. There are no movies. When we grew up in the 60s and 70s, this was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, nobody knows about it. And I challenge anybody listening to this program, if you don't believe it, I encourage you to find a child that you care about, the next child you see, your own children, and ask them, do you know about the mark of the beast? And the answer, I almost guarantee you, will be, what? What is that? Oh, I think I heard about that in a Black Sabbath song.
So, I was going to say, a lot of them think it's the latest Christian rock band.
Yeah, exactly. And young people are even tattooing 666 on themselves in tattoo form, and they don't even know what it means.
Yeah, no, that's
so true. I've created an opportunity for you to give the child in your life a gift. And what it does is it creates within probably 5 minutes it would take you to go through and read the book with the child, and it gives you an opportunity to plant a lasting seed of knowledge that's never been more relevant than it is today,
yeah.
and do it in a way that you don't have to hem and haw and figure out what to say. It's already said for you. It's all there in the book. And the whole point of the book is a promise that it contains. Each book comes with an 8x10 frameable certificate. And what it is it's a promise. The child reads the book and then promises by signing this certificate never to take the mark of the beast, only to worship God, never to worship anyone but God, and to call on Jesus Christ to help them keep their promise. And if your child sees this every morning getting up and getting dressed for school, or every evening saying their prayers before going to bed, I guarantee you it's going to stick in their head. And if somebody comes at them and says, hey, listen, worship the new great religion and take this thing in your hand so you can buy and sell, they're going to immediately recognize that that's the mark of the beast, and they're going to immediately say no. And that's the inoculation we have to give our kids to keep them safe.
Plants a great seed.
I hate to think about this in light of our culture today. We are such a convenience-oriented culture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can go to a convenience store and pay $5 for a bag of chips, or you could go, you know, into the grocery store and get it for a third of that price. I'm imagining as our, you know, time moves toward a time when a mark of the beast will become the requirement. You know, people go, oh, well, it's just the easy way to do it. It's the PayPal of, you know, of today. It's just the easy way of doing things. So it is sounding, Catherine, like we really need to do some work not only on our kids, but also on ourselves to remember to keep the main thing, and not to live lives out of convenience.
Yeah, and you mentioned at the beginning that I've been working on privacy issues, and I helped to create a private search engine called StartPage. And even getting people to switch away from Google, which exists for the sole purpose of capturing all your searches. That's why it exists. It's, you know, we call it the World Wide Web, or where there's a web, there's a spider, and that spider is Google, capturing everything that occurs on the internet. Mm-hmm. And so to make the switch from Google to StartPage, for example, which gives you Google results but gives them to you privately, and we don't store your IP address, and there's no records. Trying to get people to make that switch, millions have, but a whole lot more kind of say, oh, I don't know, it would be inconvenient to look at a different screen when I'm typing my search.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult to get. Now, people in the know make the switch and they love it, but people who don't, it's hard, even though StartPage is free, it's hard to get people to switch.
Yeah.
And then we've got another product out, StartMail, which is private email, and that's a paid product. And, you know, once again, the whole purpose of Google creating Gmail is so that they could position themselves to read your email. It's why they created it back in 2004. I was actually one of the signers on a big privacy coalition letter to say, don't do it, please cancel it. Hmm. We use encryption, which Ed Snowden even identified as the way to keep the NSA from reading your messages. So it's really powerful, but we've got it down to one click. So it's super easy where even your six-year-old could use it. And that's startmail.com if anybody wants to check it out. It's free for 7 days, and you can give it a try. But people need to take proactive steps like that. I used to spend all my time warning people, and then about 8 years ago, I started saying, I need to start creating solutions, because it's one thing to warn people, but if you don't have a suggestion for what they need to do, then really the warning just creates fear.
This program is not, you know, per se a program like Preppers is, if you've ever seen that on you know, the cable channels. But at the same time, it does seem that there would be some wisdom in going after pulling oneself off the grid, so to speak, at least in certain areas. What about cell phone technology, for example? That's something that is so prevalent. So many people have canceled their landlines. Now they've got cell phones. But, you know, your movements can be tracked by a cell phone, your calls can be tracked and everything else. Is there anything out there to allow you to have a private phone conversation these days?
Well, actually, there's something called I'm trying to think if it's the dark phone or the black phone, but there's a phone that you can purchase if you've got a couple $100 that comes completely encrypted and is private in that way. You can send private messages and make private phone calls that can't be eavesdropped. We're going to hit the point. I've heard that many communities are looking forward to the time when they can eliminate the landline phone altogether and no more ugly, unsightly phone poles, because everybody's moving to a cell phone. So I think we're going to see inexorably this push one thing after another thing after another thing to lead us right into the arms of the spider at the center of the web. And I think that spider ultimately is going to be, I mean, the Bible tells me that spider is ultimately going to be the beast. who wants the omniscience of God, the omnipresence of God, the omnipotence of God, all the powers of God, the worship that is due to God. And that is why this beast is positioning itself through the technology that we're building. We're building its body. We're building its eyes and its ears in the form of microphones and cameras. People are now putting drop cams in their homes, which are connected directly to Google, that lets Google see and hear everything that happens in the house.
Why would they do that?
They're marketed by security companies about you can check on your kid's safety from your mobile phone from whatever. So, you know, it's everywhere.
Yeah. And I just did 3 days on my radio program, KMAshow.com, if people want to check the archives, on a patent that was filed by Google for the smart home of the future, which really lays out their plans. And it involves the entire home having no dark spots where it cannot track you, facial recognition to know who you are, where you are in your own home, monitoring your breathing, your heart rate when you're sleeping so it knows when you wake up, having the alarm clock ring wherever you're located at a given time. I mean, it's crazy. And they talk about sharing this information surveilled from inside your home with law enforcement, government, academic researchers, marketers. It's really crazy.
Mm. Wow. Well, you know what? Here's what I feel really good about. I read an entire book written by a Harvard grad in under 30 minutes. And the book, I Won't Take the Mark, was that book. You're right. It's wonderfully illustrated, and I think it'd be a wonderful thing for any parent or grandparent, for that matter. But just have a few seconds left. I want to ask you, what final word of wisdom or warning would you give our audience that would make them and their kids sleep better at night?
Well, I think we all recognize we're on board the Titanic, and we're probably going down. Whether that's our whole society or each of us individually. And I think the lifeboat is the saving blood of Jesus Christ that rescues all of us. So please share that with your kids. The book is called I Won't Take the Mark. The website, virtuepress.com. You can also find it on Amazon. Beautiful gift wrap, frames, we've got it all. And you can give it as a gift, and it will be the most important gift you've ever given to the child you love.
Very cool.
Sounds like you're doing a great job. Appreciate that.
Our guest today has been Dr. Catherine Albrecht. She's an internationally known privacy researcher, consumer advocate, best-selling author, and nationally syndicated radio host. She holds her doctorate in human development and consumer education from Harvard University. She's got credentials from the MIT Media Lab. That was just in her spare time, and also received a master's from Harvard in technology, innovation, and education. She is working her hardest to make sure that we don't have to do all the hard work and the heavy lifting, and that's greatly appreciated as well. And once again, you can find her online at Catherine Albrecht, that's ALBRECHT.com. Catherine, once again, thanks so much. God bless you.
God bless you and your listeners, too. Thank you.
We appreciate it. And this is Licensed to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy, a year-long Christ-centered residential therapeutic treatment program for teens in crisis. We would love for you to find out more about Shepherd's Hill and also about Licensed to Parent, and invite you to do so by visiting our website, licensedtoparent.org. You'll find some helpful parenting resources in our store. You can sign up for Trace's e-newsletter, Insight for Today's Culture, also the name of our blog. And you can also find out how you can become one of our ministry partners. The only way we can continue doing the work we do is when you help support us both prayerfully and financially. You can donate securely online at licensedtoparent.org. And for Trace Embry, I'm Rich Rozell, thanking you for joining us and inviting you to join us again next time to once again renew your license to parent.
And remember, folks, if you don't train your children, somebody else will. God bless you. See you next time.